Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
So go give her a little story about a powerful business idea. Bob Berg and John David Mann. If you haven't yet bought the book, please buy it. If you haven't started reading it, please read it. It's only 122 pages. Even if you read a page a minute or 2 minutes, in 3-4 hours, you'll finish the book and you will be happy. Don't just read it, write all over it. Highlight all the important key phrases in there. This one is, again, just like my podcast episodes, it is not a book, it's a workbook, my friend. And if you haven't been following all the episodes, go back 3 episodes where I did number 1, the law of value. And then I did number 2, another episode, which is the law of compensation. And then the 3rd episode in this series has been the law of influence. And today, we're going to cover the law of authenticity, my favorite law in this book. The law of authenticity. You'll know it when you read the book. It is the most exciting chapter. It's a fun chapter. It's a crazy chapter. I might even read out a paragraph from that, one of my favorite paragraphs from that chapter. It is nuts. The Go-Giver by Bob Berg and John David Mann. Authenticity is, the law of authenticity states the most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. You are a gift, my friend. You have your talents. Are you bold enough? It requires a certain self-image to start showing that off. It took me in the beginning, oh my God, butterflies, I'm going to expose myself, I'm going to put out a podcast. What if people don't like it? What if people don't download it? What if people laugh at it? Who cares, really? Yeah, just be yourself. The proverbial heck with you kind of a thing, and just do it anyways. I want you to do that. I want you to do it anyways. So here I am, and I want to talk to you about today, not the law of influence, but I want to talk to you about the law of authenticity. And in the law of authenticity, this is my favorite one, right? This is about Deborah Davenport. Deborah Davenport, a 42-year-old, or whatever, by the time, 40-plus-year-old single mom, raising kids, and had to, because of the divorce, she had to go back and do some work, and she decided to get a real estate license. And this couple of paragraphs are just incredibly funny. They taught me every kind of sales methodology and closing technique ever invented. I learned the direct close, the deal concession close, the time-driven close, the trial offer close. They taught me the compliment close, the embarrassment close, the best time to buy close, and the never the best time to buy close, the courtship close, the shame close. I learned every close from A to Z. She paused, looked around, then deadpanned. Oh, you don't believe me, a ripple of laughter went through the first few rows. Joe guessed there were some Deborah Davenport fans who already knew whatever riff might be coming next. Well, let's see, she began. Then she started counting them on her fingers. There was the assumptive close, the bonus close, the concession close, the distraction close, the emotion close, the future close. The people in the front row began to clap into the one clap to each new letter of the alphabet. The Golden Gate Bridge close, the humor close, the IQ close, the jersey close, the kill clause close, the leveraged asset close, the money is not everything close, the now or never close, and on and on and on. The Zeviera Hollander close, the Yaya Sisterhood close, and the Zaza Kabor close. Honey, I learned how to close. The rhythmic clapping dissolved into a huge round of applause. You should read the rest of the chapter. It is absolutely phenomenal. Talks about how this person who thought she had no value to offer to people. Can you believe that? How sad is that? And she talks about how her husband divorced her and just did not just walk out on her, but walked out with her self-image, with her self-esteem. And without self-esteem, she thought she had nothing to offer. But the most valuable gift she had to offer was herself. Being a mom, being a chatterbox, building friendship, and she goes on and on. I'm not going to steal the thunder from that chapter. You have to read it to figure it out. But the most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. What do I love doing? I love writing, so I write some articles. I love speaking, so I'm speaking as often as I can. I'm mentoring, I'm helping. I love doing that. I'm advising. I'm a tech advisor. And then here it is, audio podcaster. I don't need an audience. I can do it on my own. I'm sitting in just right here in front of my MacBook Pro, I have the Blue Yeti microphone, and I have the Logitech camera that is sitting right here on my table, and off I go. And heck, I didn't even know what topics. You might be thinking, this guy sucks, he's just reading out every one topic every day. But if you haven't read The Go Giver, I'm adding value to you. And the funny thing is, I'm not exactly, I know that, you know, you have to copy, you know, there was some thing about copying versus stealing that Steve Jobs, I think great artist steals. Yeah, great artists steal. So like that, I'm a great artist, I'm stealing. And there's actually a book of that's called Art of Stealing or something. I know, at the risk of promoting another book, Austin Klein, I think, writes Steal Like an Artist. Yeah, that's the name of the book. That's a fantastic book. If you don't believe me, I mean, there's no way you can steal perfectly. You cannot have that originality. So I can never steal, but I can only promote this book, The Go Giver. Okay, the law of authenticity, the most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. What are 10 ways? Why do people call you? Do they call you because they just want to listen? They want you to listen? They want to listen to you? You're funny, you speak very well, or you write very well, or you do a lot of research. Every time somebody buys a product in Best Buy, they call you. Or they're buying real estate, they call you. They want to send their kids to college, they call you. Why are people calling you? Maybe that's a hint about the kinds of things that you are giving away for free. Instead, you could charge them if you want to become a business owner. Nothing wrong in charging. When people pay you money, they actually tend to actually pay more attention. People pay attention when they pay money. Did you know that? You pay $1,000 for this podcast, you're probably likely to not just listen to them. I hope you're doing it already, and you're not taking it that because it's free, it's not without value, you know. So instead, if you had spent $1,000 to buy the mentorship program episodes, you would probably spend a lot of time listening to each and every one of them, maybe taking notes on them, maybe writing down those 1, 2, 3 until 10 that I say, 10 ideas. And of course, you already know today's 10 ideas. Today's 10 ideas are, if the most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself, what are your talents? What can you sell? No, I don't want you to give away for free. What are the 10 things that you can sell to other people that is authentic value? That's your special secret sauce that's hidden deep inside you. If you know, write them down. If you get stuck, ask your friends, your family. And trust me, you have 10 things to offer to the world. God bless. Enjoy. See you in the next episode.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.